A perfect day for a cock. Harry Strange. That's it, and not a lot more can really be said about it. He looks normal, talks normal, and the way he normally acts is normal. It's just the way he doesn't normally act that isn't normal. It's a little strange. Now, strangeness isn't always bad. Sometimes it's funny, sad, or even boring. But one thing strangeness always is strange. Take yesterday. Harry did. He took yesterday and declared it a perfect day for a cock. Now, there are plenty of guys who have their own ideas of what a perfect day for a cock might be, most involving willing women and large blocks of free time. Of course, when asked about it all, Harry's perfect day for a cock also included willing women and blocks of free time. So as you can see, Harry is strange, but also not strange enough to leave women and time out of the equation. Now, Harry did take a broader look at everything than most people did. Besides women and time, Harry also considers the weather, and then most importantly, the perfect day for a cock involves spectators. Okay, so when he listened to the weather report, he knew yesterday had possibilities. The day would start out cool, then warm up to a comfortable 70 degrees. Very nice. I had not paid much attention to the local events. I was just in town visiting, so while I knew the weather was going to be nice, and as Harry put it, the weather was extra nice for cocks, I didn't realize what else was happening. It wasn't until I stumbled into a traffic jam on the freeway, turned my car radio on, and heard them warning me to avoid the traffic jam, that I learned that the traffic jam I was stuck in was none other than the Houston Marathon traffic jam. An unofficial Houston Marathon traffic jam, but a traffic jam anyway. While I was in the traffic jam, it all came to me. The weather, a perfect day for cocks, and the marathon, meaning time, spectators, and women. Instead of finding a way to weave around the traffic, I dove into the middle of it in a frantic effort to get to Harry before the race began. Otherwise, the results would be disaster. Bumper to bumper, we crept into the city, then along the narrow streets to the parking lot near the start. In the distance, I could see the Reliance Center, the football stadium where the race was starting this year. Quickly walking, then running across the parking lot, I got to the starting line just minutes after Harry started his race. All I could do now was find out where the finish line was and make sure I was there to lessen the damage he would inevitably do. Although the race was over 23 miles long, the finish line was not far away from where I was, since they snaked the course through the streets of the city. It actually curved back very close to the starting line in a couple of areas, so people witnessing the start could see parts of the race while in progress, and then could walk some to see the end. While heading for the finish line, I could hear commotion as the runners passed some of the nearby curves. Each time I heard the noise, I rushed over to get a look, but couldn't get close enough to see anything. There was something happening, but I had no idea what it could be. Finally, giving up on catching a glimpse of the race in progress, I hurried over to the finish line to await whatever mess Harry had happening. For a while, it seemed things might be okay, as the leaders of the race came in without incident. A bit later, the first of the top women crossed the finish line, and I sighed in relief. My sigh was short-lived because, suddenly, I heard a lot of screaming and laughing. I turned to see a single male runner headed for the finish line with his cock hanging out of his pants. The police scurried to grab him, but almost immediately three more men crossed the finish line with their cocks hanging out. A few more police rushed in to grab those men, but just as they did, they looked around the street in amazement. A cluster of maybe 30 men rounded the corner, each with his cock flopping in the warm breeze. By then the crowd was getting angry, so the police released the cock runners and simply backed away, as now the first of the women were finishing, and as they finished, they quickly paired off with the men in a sudden, impromptu orgy. It was only then I noticed old Harry heading down towards the finish line, surrounded by a large group of men, all with their cocks out as they chanted, "Harry! Harry! Harry!" All I could do was pull out my cock and join in the perfect day for a cock festivities.